Council, I'm honored to be here with Bill Guerin to give you some good news in the world of new construction. Our mental health court is a specialized court that many of you have visited. I know the chief's been there. It does some very hard work because most criminal justice systems deal with a lot of people who have mental health problems, probably 40% in Los Angeles. Indeed, the Los Angeles jail is the largest provider of mental health services in the state and one of the largest providers in the county, but all done in the context of a jail. So the mental health court is a very important part of the process to try to, with justice and dignity, correctly adjudicate whether people are competent to stand trial, to make determinations for sex offenders, whether they should be held on extended civil commitments, and also for people who have had their liberty limited in a civil setting by being in a mental hospital, making the determinations whether they should continue to have their liberty limited. So a lot of people come in the back door as true custodies with the sheriff, but more people of equal numbers come in the front door on gurneys or in wheelchairs or with attendants who are basically being held in mental hospitals but under a civil commitment order, which is why they're not there with the sheriff. Really difficult work. The building, though, is atrocious. It was a center spread in the California Lawyer a couple of years ago for exactly how crazy things were inside the mustard factory in terms of the facilities point of view, also known as the pickle factory. It's the same building. It's in Monterey Park, Glassell Park area of Los Angeles. And it had been recognized some years ago as soon as SB 1407 came along, indeed before that, as a building that had to be replaced. And obviously, like most of the 1407 projects, the contemplation was it would be a new building. And so in May of 2010, acquisition of a new site was authorized. The problem is there has been a huge difficulty in finding a site. I mean, if you ever remember from law school the concept of private nuisance, the slaughterhouse is the thing you didn't want to be next to. But next to a slaughterhouse, another thing you don't want to be next to is a mental health court, truth be known. And so when we'd go, I wasn't involved, but as I hear it third hand, when there were efforts at site selection, basically we couldn't find a willing seller of land. So here we are, 3 years into the process, no site. Well, one of the blessed serendipities of budget contraction of the operations of trial courts, including Los Angeles, is that we have over the years had to reduce services in many courthouses, including our Hollywood courthouse. So last September, Bill Guerin was fairly new to the team here with the AOC, the Judicial Council. Sherry Carter was our new court executive. I think it was the first meeting that Sherry Carter had with people from the Capital Projects Program of the Judicial Council with Judge Wesley. And we were able to offer to Bill and his team the possibility that our existing, still nominally in operation, Hollywood courthouse might be a suitable location as a substitute for buying new dirt. Dirt in urban areas is very expensive, even if you could find a willing seller. And so the possibility that this existing courthouse might be a sufficient basis on which to do a remodel, reconstruction, reconfiguration was worth the exercise. And Bill, to his great credit, got his team, Ray Poladera, Nora Freewald, and many others, going real quick with existing architects who were already on the account. And by January of 2014, they had come up with an analysis of whether it could work. I tried to push and say you can make it fit in the old building. They persuaded me in the end, no, you can make it work if you tolerate like a 5 or 10% expansion of the building. I've become persuaded that's probably not needed. Even with the expansion, there'll be some compromises, as there are in most projects. But even in the view of the architects who want the perfect, dare I say it, they've agreed that the compromises won't be fatal, and certainly the L.A. Superior Court is happy to accept this project because we want to get it out of the chute. To wait another 2 or 3, 4 years for this oasis that we can't get to of finding site selection is not a good choice at all. So this is what the Hollywood courthouse looks like. It's on Hollywood Boulevard. It's only a couple hundred yards from an exit to the 101 Hollywood Freeway, which makes it centrally located in the county in terms of getting people in. Because a court of this nature serves multiple mental hospitals as well as several key jail locations. So people are coming from hither and yon to a court of this type based on the nature of the docket. It's only 2 long blocks from a stop on our Red Line subway, so it's got great mass transit access and 2 bus stops in front. And so A.C. Martin did the study. They have concluded, as I indicated, that the compromises that will be needed to make this work as a mental health court are not fatal. So it will be an adaptive reuse. We solve the site selection problem. We're already there. We're already permitted. We don't have to grovel in front of the neighbors to try to get permission to build. We have reached out to people like Councilmember Bloom, to the councilmen from the L.A. City Council, Mitchell Farrell, whose district it's in, perhaps of equal importance to the relevant supervisors of the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors, Xavier Oslovsky in particular, because it's in his district. And we have got the stars aligned that they are all supportive of it. And frankly, L.A. County is in the crosshairs of the U.S. Department of Justice for how they're handling mental health issues in the jail system. So I think those people especially understand why anything that will facilitate a better run criminal justice system, as well as many of the people coming to the building are not in criminal justice, some are. But we're definitely working hand in hand with the county. It is at the moment an underutilized building, and therefore we're going to get some more value out of a building where the Chamber of Commerce was sad that we reduced the level of activity in the building. So, hey, we're back. So they'll like that. It is a building, as you saw from the previous picture, that is not the old state capitol in Sacramento. It is not the old historic courthouse in Fairfield, Solano County. It is not the old wooden Mariposa courthouse. It's a 25-year-old public building of mediocre ambitions, so we don't have to approach it like we're piecing together the state capitol or Independence Hall. So one of the aspects of the current building, which is true of many courthouses in L.A. County and indeed other counties, is that because it was built by the county for the county's use when the courts were part of the county, they just instinctively, in the old mental health court, co-located the public defender, county counsel, which is the prosecuting function, the alternate public defender, and a couple of other county functions, the names of which escape me, but all in their own suites inside the current mental health courthouse. And right now, that's shared ownership under a memorandum of understanding. But as to this new building, we in Los Angeles, at least from a trial court point of view, hoped that we could keep the county partners right inside the building within the security screening, because we think it'll make a much more efficient operation. The building works in large part for the very reason that we have some very specialized lawyers who know these kinds of dockets. We have some very specialized medical professionals who work in the building 5 days a week and can do quick but reliable diagnoses. And it just really works well to have them in the building. The economic political solution is going to be that the county will solely be a tenant. They'll take a long-term tenancy. We've had relationships and discussions with the county that's willing to agree to a long-term lease for their space. The Department of Finance is familiar with this and is accepting, fortunately, that a situation where they will be a long-term tenant is acceptable. And the county, in turn, will be paying us some money. So lease revenue is as good as a CFP. It goes into the pot of money that pays for maintenance of all the courthouses statewide. So anything that gives us more lease money is a good thing. And I think as an overview of why L.A. Superior Court wants it, that's the main points. It's going to be a design-build process, because one of the things that Bill Guerin has been able to work through to try to make up for lost time, these 3 lost years when our site selection was totally becalmed, is to find the quickest possible process to deliver it. And we noodled around various alternatives. I'm comfortable that this process that Bill's come up with his team, is the quickest delivery system possible. And I'll let him explain the particulars.
Thank you, Judge.
I'm going to quickly go over the scope of work, why we've picked design build, and what our ask of the Judicial Council is. We have a project that's going to save $50 million by pursuing this process. We had a roughly $90 million project, and by doing a design-build project at the existing Hollywood Courthouse, the savings is $50 million, and we'll be looking at a $44 million project instead. That is a fully funded project with the budget this year. DOF has pursued the money for this project. It was partially funded through the acquisition funds, and then we added additional funds to the project this year as well. So we're a fully funded project. We're building 3 courtrooms and 1 hearing room. We are, as Judge Heiberger said, including the county in the building, so we'll have a joint facility with the county. They're paying rent to us. We're buying them out by doing tenant improvements in the building, so it's a very easy arrangement for the county and the state. We're upgrading the building to current codes to meet HVAC sustainability and ADA use. We will meet the intent of the standards, the facility standards for courthouses, by building this courthouse the way we're doing it. And by adding 5,000 gross square feet, mostly in the area of holding and an entrance pavilion that provides security, we'll be able to meet the space needs of the courts here. Why design build? Design build is going to save us more than a year in the construction project, which is significant in terms of just getting people out of the existing mental health court and taking advantage of the market. The market hasn't fully recovered yet, but it is on the way to recovery, and us getting a construction project awarded as soon as possible will save additional funds. We'll provide a safe facility built to our standards and get out of the pickle factory, which is a huge advantage to us. We're reducing risk to the AOC as well. It's a performance-based contract, which means we're going to give performance criteria to the contractor. They will be expected to finish the design and do the construction, so they're fully invested in the project with us. They understand what our needs are, and it's up to them to provide the appropriate construction to make that happen. We also are hoping to incentivize additional savings through the contract by asking the awarded contractor to provide us additional savings as part of their proposal to us.
And anything I'm associated with, I want it to come in under budget.
Judge Heiberger's made that quite clear. This is actually the vision of LA, and I think it's a really good vision for us. We're asking the Judicial Council to do two things. We ask you to adopt the performance criteria and competitive pre-qualification and selective process for design-build entities. And we are also asking, go ahead, Judge, that we direct us to use design-build award to be made to the proposal that provides the best value and meets the interests of council and project objectives. We provided information to you in the packet that was submitted as support to this meeting. I hope you've all had a chance to look at that. And so we're looking for two motions to support this project.
Thank you, Bill. Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. Just a question or two. This seems like an awfully good idea to me, right out of the chute. But I do note that in the staff report that it notes that the Department of Finance, the Assembly Committee on Budget, the Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Committee are aware of this and have no opposition, which is helpful. It certainly seems to me to fall within the efficiencies that the branch continually tries to achieve. My only question is there any known opposition to this project overall, or the design-build aspect of it, or some other aspect that you know of?
I'm not aware of any opposition.
And nor am I.
Okay. Thank you.
Justice Miller?
I'd make a motion to adopt recommendations 1 and 2. But before someone seconds that, if we get a second, I did want to commend all of those involved, William Guerin and Kurt Child and Judge Wesley and Judge Carolyn Kuhl. I've been somewhat involved in this process, and it's been a great collaboration. And I can second what Judge Heiberger said, because if you haven't been to the cafeteria on the top floor of the civil building in L.A., you need to go see it. And that was his job, and he did a great job. So that's my motion.
Second.
Judge Stout seconds. Any further discussion? Not seeing any hands raised. All in favor of recommendations 1 and 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good work, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.